Okay, today's date is January 16th, 2020. And today, Kathy Prescott, Otto Lyons, and Joyce Johnston from the Polk County Historical Commission are sitting here with Mrs. Darden. And she's going to tell us some stories, talk to us about whatever she would like to, about her growing up and her time in Polk County.
I was born out on 190 in 1929. I attended school from out there, and I attended school at Dunbar in Livingston. My grandparents reared me and my brother.
And their name was?
Leslie Hardaway and Fanny Hardaway.
So you grew up in the Hardaway family.
Right. Those were my parents.
Okay, and what school did you start?
Dunbar.
Okay, so you went to Dunbar all 12 years?
Yeah, I did.
Well, congratulations. Uh-huh. You know, we've been looking for Dunbar history.
I've been there. I went to school there for 12 years. I finished in 1948.
In 1948. Mm-hmm. So you told me earlier you're 90 years old?
Yes.
29, 90. Congratulations.
Thank
I think
you.
That's wonderful.
Thank
you. So you lived in Livingston, you said 190, but you lived in Livingston those years that you were going to Dunbar?
Yes, I did.
All right, and what did you do after high school?
When I finished high school, I got a job working in the home of Wilson Collins. His wife was Mary Lou Collins, and her father was Cade.
That's okay.
But they... He was the county judge here.
Oh, he was.
Mm-hmm. And I worked for them for about 7 years.
Okay.
And then I went to Virginia, and I stayed out with the work out there for a while, when I stayed out there a little while. But then I came back to Texas.
You couldn't stand it. You had to come mm-hmm. back to Texas.
And then I lost my mother. And when I lost her, I went to Chicago where my uncle and aunt were. The weather was too cold out there, so I left and came back home. So that's the only time that I really left home. Then I came back and I went to beauty school in college in Houston and finished that course. And I had a beauty shop.
Here in Livingston?
In Livingston.
Where was that?
Right down there on the corner of Davis.
And West?
What is that? Martin Luther King.
West Street
in Davis.
Thinking back to your school days, you know, when you were at Dunbar, and you've got a big smile coming up on your face. So tell us some of your memories of, say, junior high. Tell me, what were some of the activities that you enjoyed the most? And I don't want to know about the boys you chased. I want to know.
I didn't chase them boys. I didn't have time to chase them boys.
Okay.
I played with them, but that was it.
What were some of your activities while you were at school that you enjoyed?
Well, I played basketball.
So you had a girls' basketball team?
Mm-hmm.
Junior high and high school, or just?
In high school. We had a girl and boys' basketball team.
Okay. Were y'all good?
I thought we were. Yeah, we could beat everybody but Chester.
But Chester?
We couldn't beat Chester.
Did you play Signo? We
no,
couldn't.
No, no. Oh, no. We could. They weren't in our district. No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you couldn't do that. I'm sorry. Yeah. So what position did you play? It was half
guard.
Court. It was half court, wasn't it?
Yes. Played guard. Yeah, you couldn't go across the town line.
I know. So
you run the whole thing like they do now.
Right. I played a little basketball, too, so mm-hmm. I remember. My kids think that's so funny.
Yeah, you couldn't go in the front of the center line.
Right.
And
so you played guard.
Yes.
And so y'all won most of your games?
We won most of them.
Okay. What else? What was your favorite subject?
I may not speak it correctly all the time, but that was my favorite subject. And mm-hmm. Miss Ledbetter was my teacher.
I was about to ask who your teacher was.
Ledbetter. She was our English teacher.
Okay. And so this was a high school English teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who was the principal there when you were?
Oh, let me tell you. I went to school under Professor W.W. Johns. That was the first principal that I knew. The second one was M.C. Barlow. The third one was Ed Robinson. I went to school under those three. Now, Jennifer Ratcliffe was the last one. I didn't go to school under him. I was out of school when he became principal at Gunwash.
All right. Anything else about your school days that are... Was there a drama club or anything like that?
Yeah, we had a pep squad, we called it.
Okay. Were you part of that?
I played in that, yeah. And I was reading, I don't like football today.
Oh, it is.
We were right over there to the high school, where that school used to be. And,
the Livingston High School. I remember.
The football field over there. Yeah.
Right. I remember you played, that's where
and
you played.
My brother played football, fullback, and I was in the pep squad. So that was the first time I'd ever seen an ambulance go out on the football field. Mm. My brother got hurt. So when the ambulance went out on the field, and coach, that scared me. So I left the pep squad, and when I started out towards the field to see what was wrong with my brother. And they met me, I guess Professor Robinson, some of them met me, and made me come back to the pep squad. I haven't liked football from that day until this day. I don't look at football.
Oh, you don't?
I don't have no objection to nobody want to look at. I do not look at football.
Because you can get hurt. I hope
my brother. Hope you. Back hurt.
Oh, okay.
And they brought him out on stretchers. You know, I was a child. I was scared to death.
I guess so.
My brother was finna die. All
right. Did you let any of your children play football?
Did you have a son? Children.
Oh, you don't?
No, not any biological children. Oh, my husband had six, but they were all grown when we got married.
Oh, okay. Well, I bet she wouldn't let her son play football. If
I'd had any and them had a boy, I bet I wouldn't let him play. Now, I told Mama didn't let them play football.
I didn't want mine to either, so... all right, so you graduated, and then you ended up going to beauty school in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that beauty school?
Espanola Beauty School.
But where was it?
Lockwood.
Oh, okay. And so then when you came back here, and you had your beauty shop,
mm-hmm.
were you married then?
Mm-hmm.
And so was it Mr. Darden that...
No, I married Willie Flanoy.
And so that was your first husband?
Mm-hmm.
And did you live here?
No, I lived down on the corner.
Oh, close to the beauty shop.
On West End.
Yeah, close to the beauty shop.
Yeah, it was in my yard, right behind my house.
Oh, that's convenient. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So you took care of everything.
And the beauty shop, I'm going to tell you something about that, too. And the beauty shop that I had was from the Methodist Church up there, which was once an adult school that Ollie Washington taught adults and children.
So the building was moved?
The building. I bought the building from the church and moved it down there.
Is it still there?
Oh, no. I tore it down. It was a school.
So it was a pretty large building then for you?
No, it really wasn't. Wasn't a real large.
About a two room building.
Yeah,
two room. Okay.
Them good sized rooms though.
All right. So, anything in that era of your life that stands out to you?
Not really.
How many years were you a beautician?
From 1962 to probably I'm trying to think what year, but 1980.
So 20, close to 20 years.
Because I moved from down here when I was in my 50s, I think.
You moved from Livingston?
To Chester.
Just outside Polk County.
Uh-huh, and I lived up there for 29 years. Came back to Livingston after he passed. He's been gone 6 years.
You worked for the school?
I did.
For which school?
The elementary.
Livingston
Elementary. What'd you do?
27 years. I was a paraprofessional, a teacher's assistant.
Okay, what age group?
First and second.
Oh, you got the cuties.
Well, I went from kindergarten too. Well, it's kindergarten and first grade was really the main.
All right. Who were some of the teachers you worked with?
Oh, my goodness. Some of them coming here on day one. Is Marjorie Gordon.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. You okay. know her? I do. Sweetheart.
Her grandfather delivered me.
Weeks.
Dr. Mm-hmm. Weeks.
Here in Livingston?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, okay.
And I told her that when I started to work with her. Uh-huh. I worked with several teachers. And I told her, when she told me who her dad, her grandparents were, I said, girl, your granddad delivered me. And so she's a garden.
Right.
And I was a Darden. I'm a Darden. So we started calling each other. She calls me Miss Dar, and I calls her Miss Gar. But Marjorie Garden, Frances Harrell, Sandra Gilbert, you know her?
I do.
Yeah.
Ann Hill.
Oh, okay, that's my cousin.
Mm-hmm. Martha Smith. I worked with so many. I just know so many of them.
Yeah. So you were there 29 years, you said?
27.
27 years.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. So.
When the old school was over there by the bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I started.
That's where
I ended up with the one over there. I called it Ogletree Drive. The one over there by Brooks Brothers.
Right. So that was when you were married to Mr. Darden. But you didn't, I'm confused a little bit. When you were married to Mr. Darden, I thought that that's when you lived in Chester, but it was?
Mm-hmm.
So you drove in from Chester every day to tell people that I live out of town. I live in Leggett, so you could tell people you could tell people you were came in from out of town. So anything from that period of your life?
I just so much happened in my life. I just can't.
Okay. Well, we'll move on then. We're probably going to trigger something and we'll come back. But so after you said when Mr. Darden died, you moved back here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been back here then for 6 years. Why did you choose to come back to Livingston?
This is my home.
This is your home.
I wanted to come home.
Even though you were in Chester, you wanted to come home.
I wanted to come home. And the only reason I went up there was because he was a logging contractor. And I didn't have a place big enough to accommodate his equipment. So I moved up there because we had a place up there that we renovated. And it was an acre and a half. And we had room for his equipment. So I moved up there when we had a house fixed up for me, and so I moved up there. That's why I moved to Chester, because of his job.
Right.
Not because of mine, because of his.
Right. That's what we used to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. Just thinking about your time here, what are some of the major changes around here that have impacted you or that, you know, like when you were growing up here, tell us about what went on in downtown Livingston. Was it a gathering place for your family or did you spend much time in downtown Livingston?
Yeah, I used to go to Pear Brothers. We had a store called Pear Brothers.
I worked there for 4 years.
Okay. And we sure did go there a lot and get candy and stuff.
It was a fun store, wasn't it?
Yeah. And who was running? Mr. King was running?
Mr. King.
Yeah.
So.
Go to Pier Brothers and then my granddaddy traded at your grandfather's store, Abercrombie.
Marvin Abercrombie?
Yeah, he traded there. My grandfather, he liked to go there and get their meat there, whatever kind of meat they had. That's
yeah.
Where he bought his meat.
Okay. Yeah, he was actually my uncle.
Your uncle, okay.
Yeah, he was my mother's oldest brother.
Okay.
Yeah, Marvin Abercrombie.
Yeah, and the old Bob Whitmore store.
Across the street.
And the White Kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that was about the only restaurant downtown,
mm-hmm.
was the White Kitchen.
And it had quite a reputation.
It was
really great.
And right next to it, I think, was the First State Bank. And then Livingston Drug, down on the corner of that side, I think, was Stewart's Drug Store. Do you remember that?
I do.
Across the street was Epstein.
Yeah, I guess we had a lot of sick people, huh? They took care of.
Cochran
mm-hmm.
had a store down there.
Okay, I've heard people talk about a tomato shed. Do you remember anything about a tomato shed behind Cochran's?
Mm-mm. I didn't go back there. I don't know.
Okay. Gotta find more about that. So, mm-hmm. Okay.
And across the street from, the H.B. Davis was on the corner there.
Mm-hmm.
And across from H.B. Davis was the First National Bank, wasn't it?
It was. It's where the tax office is now.
Mm-hmm. And then up on this block was Steele's Cafe. You remember Steele's?
Is that where the whistle stop is now?
Nope.
Nope.
It was in this block.
Oh, okay.
This way.
I don't remember that.
That's where black people had to go in the back. Couldn't go in the front. And in that same block, you know, is where Bubba Whistlehunt's store was.
Right. Okay.
And then a shoe shop was in the middle, I think, in that somewhere. Harrison, shoe shop.
Okay.
You recall that?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. We need a...
I remember all of that. And then on around that block going up towards the railroad track, it was Gillian's grocery store. You remember that?
I do.
And the upstairs building, there was Dr. Olive. He was an eye doctor, I think.
Oh, okay. I don't remember him.
Yeah, I went to him because I've been wearing glasses since I was 13 years old. So I went to him and got my glasses. I remember that.
When you talked about Dr. Weeks delivering you, the thought came, what hospital did...
He delivered me at home.
At home.
They came, the doctors came to your house then, in those days. They would come to your house and deliver babies.
Hooks, was it Hooks Supermarket? Red Cross Track?
Yeah. Red Cross Track. Right there by the railroad track.
That's where Ward Jones's office... Okay, well, we know that you no longer have to go in the back door, and so for that, I'm thankful.
So me too.
And so now, do you ever go downtown now?
Very seldom.
Very seldom.
I drive through there, but I don't.
It's not the same, is it?
No, it isn't. I go to the First Tank Bank.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about all the town I flew with in Livingston. I go to the First State Bank.
Yeah. Yeah, do you go out to eat anywhere in Livingston?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes. Not often, but sometimes I do. Go and get it and bring it home.
Oh, okay.
To those chicken places and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You and your teachers group, y'all
going out? Yeah, we going out today. Me and my co-workers, some of my co-workers, we're going out to eat today. We'll go to my place up there by Baskin.
Okay. So who's in your, is Margie in this teaching?
Yeah, Margie is going to pick me up.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm. She picks me up.
Oh, okay. Well, you tell her what you did this morning, okay?
Yeah, I will tell her.
So I don't want to skip over anything. So as we've been talking today, has anything popped up in your memory that you would like for us to know that...
Well, you know where our first school was that I recall.
Where is that?
Right up there in that next block there.
On West?
On Green.
Okay. All right.
It was one big building and two teachers.
Okay, and what grades were in that school?
Well, the principal, Professor Johns, I think he was a math teacher. And I can't remember who the lady was that taught. But they only had one classroom. That's where I started the school.
Right.
No, it's not. I take it back. I started at Dunbar. But I went up there to a school program with my grandparents when I was a little girl.
Oh, okay.
I didn't start school until I was 7. We lived 3.5 miles from Dunbar. So at 6 years old, my grandmother thought that I wasn't old enough to walk that 7 miles a day, so she kept me home that year. So I started at 7, that's when I went down there. But I guess I was 6 when I went up here to the school program with my grandparents.
Okay, were there...
My son was graduating.
Oh,
that was in 39.
Well,
so I was 10.
You were 10, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So were there classes in that building?
Mm-hmm. That's where they had all the classes.
Okay.
There were only two teachers.
But then when you started to school, that had been closed down.
Oh, yeah. And they had built.
And they had built Dunbar.
Mm-hmm. And it burned. And then we went to school and the churches until they rebuilt.
What year was it burned?
I don't recall that year.
Okay. I've read, but I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I've read about the burning.
What year it burned.
Was it just something mechanical, electrical that happened?
I have no idea what caused the fire. Okay. I just know it burned.
It must have been devastating to have that happen, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How large was your graduating class?
It was 13 of us.
13?
13.
That's wonderful. Did you 13 start first grade first grade and go all the way through 12th together?
I don't know if they started. I don't know if we did, if we went through the whole 12 years together. I don't recall that.
Well, I was just thinking about the friendships that must have happened during that time and how close you guys must have been.
Well, I had relatives in that class too. And then I had my girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
But you know, they're all gone, but two of us.
It hurts.
And I talked to the one in Houston. That's my cousin, too.
Mm-hmm.
He finished the same year. He was in my class and finished the same year. Finished in 48, I think it was.
Anything else that you can... How about your family? Do you have... You had siblings, I'm sure. You didn't have any siblings?
I had a brother.
Oh, that's right. He got hurt on the football field.
Had a brother.
So there was just the two of you.
There was just the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Otto, do you have anything that you want to ask her?
No.
I appreciate our time with you, and what I'm thinking is that I'm going to have to come back and talk to you some more.
Oh, really?
Would that be okay?
That'll be fine. If I'm available, that's fine.
Well, I would check in with you. And but anyway, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you too.
So we look forward to some more time together and posting this. And then we will go from there.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Darden.
You're welcome.